A large crowd turned out yesterday to give the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service their thoughts about how to manage the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But most of them wanted to talk about something the government says it's not going to consider or respond to: wilderness protection for the coastal plain. There is another meeting today in Fairbanks and a final one next week in Koktovik. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
At 19 million acres, the refuge is bigger than some states. A concerted campaign by wildlife advocates led to the heart of it being set aside right after statehood, years before Congress passed the Wilderness Act. It was already known by then that there was oil there. It was seeping out of some of the cliffs. But within 4 years, commercial quantities of oil were found to the west on state land at Prudhoe Bay. Now that oil is playing out and eyes are once again on that federal land. It would take an act of Congress to allow oil drilling there. In their planning documents, ANWR managers agree they don't have that authority. They say comments about oil drilling or wilderness status for the coastal plain will not be considered. But that is still what everybody wanted to talk about at the scoping meeting. Chuck Knoll, the mayor of Seward, said ANWR was just one national fuel crisis away from being developed. Better to plan for it now than to have it suddenly and brutally done during a national emergency.
But do we want to do that kind of rush development? Nowadays, probably not. I don't think anyone in this room would like that. So I submit to you, rather than cutting off development, that instead, please take this message back to the Secretary, to the President, and carbon copy everybody in the Senate. I think we should start tomorrow in an orderly development of the resources that we have at ANWR.
A number of those who spoke did not have titles before their names. They were citizens worried about jobs or concerned for the wildlife and natural values. But the issue of wilderness versus oil was central to all their comments, too. The Fish and Wildlife Service wants to know where to focus its management resources in the future. The current plan is 22 years old and should have been updated 7 years ago. In that time, the numbers of hunters and floaters have remained about the same. But the climate is not, giving the undisturbed refuge increasing value as a source of scientific data. But even the comment about that from Audubon Society National Spokeswoman Tildy Walter circled back to the wilderness issue.
The plan should identify the value of the refuge as a scientific benchmark for monitoring climate change in an intact Arctic ecosystem free of the influences of industrial development.
Some have been campaigning on this issue for decades. Bob Childers became an ANWR advocate after surveying it for a gas pipeline endeavor in the 1970s. He says the pure geography of it is compelling. There is no other untouched place in the circumpolar Arctic where mountains come close to the coast.
It really only occurred in two or three places anywhere around the Arctic. And really this one by then was really the only one left that wasn't heavily broken up in the primarily by military activities in the Soviet Union.
Those who live there, of course, do not consider the refuge untouched. Sarah James of Arctic Village told the green-shirted federal bureaucrats that she, too, is a manager of that land.
I'm also a manager to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge we're talking about, because I lived there all my life. My people live surrounding refuge all their life for thousands of years, except we don't wear green shirts.
And similarly, Tara Sweeney of the Arctic Slope Native Corporation called on the agency to respect the people who inhabit the area.
My ancestry has footprints across the North Slope, including the coastal plain. They're thousands of years old, not simply for a float trip down within ANWR during the summer.
Sweeney's Inupiat Corporation strongly supports opening the coastal plain to drilling, while Sarah James' Gwich'in tribe strongly urges its protection. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.